This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com. Mari, we're at an undisclosed location in somewhere in Wellington. Can you tell me what we're about to do tonight?
We're yarn bombing. We're yarn bombing. We're graffitiing Wellington with stitches.
What is yarn bombing?
We find some civic furniture and we decorate it with wool and yarn and pretty things. At the moment, we're doing the benches on Cuba Street. That's our current focus.
So how did this all come about?
Well, a couple of years ago, there was an earthquake in Wellington. 2.5 years ago, and we were a little stitching group, a little queer stitching group, and we were all a little bit discombobulated by the earthquake, but we decided to do something for Wellington that would help us as well as brighten up everybody. And so we thought about it for a while, and we decided to yarn bomb the bike stands outside the City Library 2 years ago, and some of them are still there.
So is yarn bombing kind of like an international movement?
I hear it's done other places, as far afield as Lower Hutt, Palmerston North, Tauranga. These are all places that have been touched by thread. But also I have some sisters in Germany and in Hamburg who recently showed me some photographs of yarn bombing there too.
Now, when I look at them, I kind of think of them as kind of just really beautiful ornaments, kind of yarn ornaments. How would you describe them?
Ornaments is a good description. It's sometimes people come along and ask me, what's this for? Which is a really hard question. And I think that's purely decorative. It's purely to make people smile and carry on walking. But I tell you who notices the most are the people shorter than 3 foot tall. They're the ones who notice them, heaps and heaps and heaps.
Have you been questioned or pulled up by anyone in authority?
No. Anyone in authority has been extremely delighted by what we've been doing. Some people have noticed, some policemen have noticed and said, good on you, mate. Some city council workers have said, imagine this being done for free. And so everyone seems to be delighted.
And so this is people that are stopping you as you're actually yarn bombing.
Yes, the most of the comments come when we're actually yarn bombing. People, actually, nowhere else in my life does anyone ever say, I love your work, so much as when we are installing our little creations on the street.
And what kind of time of day do you kind of yarn bomb? Is it like in the middle of the night?
People want us to be covert and think of us as doing it in balaclavas and the surprise element of it arriving the next morning. But actually, we're quite busy, and so we arrange to meet at a convenient time, like after work, to do it.
So the yarn bombing is just one aspect of it in terms of like putting it onto the public furniture, but you're also creating these things before that, aren't you?
Yes. Our little group is a group of... It's called Stitch and Butch as our little group, and we are queer, and we meet every week. And just between you and me, the knitting and the stitching is a secondary byproduct of what we do. Because we meet every week, we form really trusting friendships slowly as the weeks go by. And if we have a shared goal, that's well and good. But really, we meet because we're friends. And we've formed friends by the stitching. So, yes, so sometimes we come along with bags of pre-prepared items to go on, and sometimes we just come along to sew on what other people have sewn on, because the point is really the friendship and the camaraderie and the support for each other.
So where did Stitch and Butch come from?
Well, Erin Kennedy contacted me one day about 5 years ago and said, can we have a little stitching group? And I said, oh, God, if we must. Oh, when? And she said Monday nights would suit me. And I said, oh, how about Wednesdays or Fridays? And she said, Monday nights. And so Erin instigated this. And we started off with two of us. And then the next week, eight turned up. And we all come for our own reasons. Some people are in are looking for company. Some people are looking for calmness. And some people are looking for support while they go through something in their life. And we just quietly sit there and support each other. And it's just about, well, it has an aspect of old-time meditation to it because we are doing something rhythmical with our hands. But I'm also listening and hearing the stories that my friends tell about their lives too. And they very kindly listen to my stories too. Yeah.
Can you describe for me some of the items that you make?
At the moment, we're making flowers. And we're making flowers because it's Pride Week in Wellington, and we're contributing to the fabulousness of the city. And that's our current project. But down on the waterfront, we've got some little monsters with eyes and ears and monster feet. And up at St. Andrews on the Terrace, we've got more monsters. And up at Thistle Hall, we've got some monster feet. So we do all sorts, really. Whatever takes our fancy.
And how do you pick the locations?
Sometimes they're just convenient because we're there. Like, we meet at St. Andrews on the Terrace, so we like to decorate the church, and the church seem to be happy that we do decorate it, thank goodness. And we're doing at the bottom of Cuba Street because the big ILGA conference is coming shortly, and we just wanted people to know that they were very welcome on a grand scale that the council is doing, but also on the smaller scale that we can contribute. So we just, it's a group decision and a group discussion, and we go with the consensus of the group. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned ILGA and you also mentioned Pride, and at the moment throughout the city there are rainbow flags flying on lampposts, and there's a huge rainbow painting on the front of the airport. What do you think about those things?
I feel so proud of Wellington to be able to put the pride colours up without fear of recrimination. I think it's exciting to be part of Wellington that flies the pride flag so freely.
Well, should we go and yarn bomb?
Hey, let's put those flowers on the vines. Thank you.
So, Mari, we are now standing in front of one of your yarn bombs on a public seat. Tell me, describe to me what you're doing.
Well, we scoped out these seats and we decided that they've got little weeny slats. So we're a very creative group, and one of our members has made these vines out of many layers of wool. And so I'm winding the vine around the slats. And once the vines are, these multicoloured vines are on, I'm going to go along and sew flowers onto these vines. Yeah.
And do you do this in all weathers? Because I know, I mean, you're probably here on the recording that it's actually quite a windy day today. Do you come out like in the winter and do this as well?
Yes, we do it in winter too. We do it in winter too, just because we love it. We just love doing it.
And I guess it's only just a little breeze today, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. Look, the sun's shining.
What is it like creating something kind of so ephemeral? Because I imagine in 6 months these may not be here.
I imagine they're very ephemeral. Every time I sew something onto something in the public arena, I think this is probably won't be here in a week. I'd be lucky if it lasts the night, really. And you know what? They're still there 2 years later. It astounds me that they stay up for so long, that people don't take them off immediately. And but when I walk past and see them, I feel quite proud that I've contributed to Wellington. Yeah, and sometimes I secretly stand on one side and watch people photograph them. This evening, there were two people sitting on the previous benches, like that woman over there sitting on one of our benches. And she stopped me and she said, "Look at me eating my burger on these beautiful flowery seats." And I thought, wow, that's really cool. I'm pleased that we've contributed to the happiness of Wellington. Somebody tracked me down on Sunday where I was working in a public, in a retail place. This random woman came in and she had an accent, so I suspect she was of German ethnicity. And she came up to me and she said, "I found you, I found you, I found you." And I was a little bit alarmed. And she said, "Do you make the knitted things?" And I said, "Yes." And she'd been asking around all the shops to see who'd been putting up the knitted things on the waterfront. And so I felt like my, that she'd noticed and that she'd bothered to find who had put up those little monsters on the waterfront really delighted me.
And do you know where she came from? Was there anything like this?
She said she had seen a tree with a sleeve on it in Hamburg. And she said that this was like the ones that she'd seen in her hometown. Yeah.
So we've got trees, we've got poles, we've got seats. What other places do you put stuff?
Yes, trees, poles, seats. We've done all those. And light poles on the waterfront. And we've got bike stands. In fact, the bike stands was quite interesting because the bike community took photos of the bike stands and then they put it on the front of their magazine, their international magazines, and they said how kind it was of Wellingtonians to make it easy for their bikes to not be damaged. And I thought, oh, fair enough, fair enough. And somebody asked me for a commission, so I've been commissioned to do a bike stand down on the waterfront by one of the cafes. Yes, so it's good fun.
How long does it take you to make the flowers?
I can make 2 flowers a day as we're coming up to yarn bombing, so I just do a few every day and it just mounts up, slowly it mounts up. Yeah. It's a nice thing to do while I'm watching television or just having a little downtime. It's very calming and soothing for me.
So is there a particular knot or how are you tying things on?
Each flower I've made has a little tail to it. And so I thread that onto a nice big thick darning needle and just sew it on with lots and lots of stitches, and they seem to last for years. It's astounding. I have no particular skills in tying fisherman's knots, but it just seems to work if you do enough stitches.
And you've got a whole big bundle now of beautiful flowers.
I do. I've enjoyed using the wool in creative ways.
Where does the wool and the yarn come from?
Friends and family at first, and then I put an ad on Neighbourly and I was overwhelmed by bags and bags and bags and bags and bags of beautiful wool and old projects that people were happy to give me for the purpose of yarn bombing. And and I've just about used all of that now, so I might have to go and find some more. But I found a bag. I got very excited in the weekend. I was in the tip shop and I found a bag of colourful wool there. So every time I find a little bag of treasure, I get very excited.
Would you call this activism?
Yes, it is definitely activism with a very small a, because it keeps, we enjoy contributing to the queerness of Wellington. And whether or not people notice it or acknowledge it is beside the point, because we enjoy doing it. Yeah.